Yes, we're here again, D-Boy West Coast Uncensored. How everybody's out there in the land with ears, listening. Remember, we talked about that listening and that connecting, and how every word in the word listen is the same words same words in the exact silent. They're just rearranged, not completely backwards, but rearranged. How listen and silent are the same words, verbiage. And that is a key to be able to hear, is becoming really silent. If you want to raise your intuition, your consciousness, start hearing from within and knowing, because you have heard. There's times you've had intuition and gut feelings, and maybe there's times you were like, I didn't follow my gut feeling and I should have. The practicing it and knowing it and following it, when you start being more confident in knowing that and not fearing it, it's because you're listening. And the key is to listen, is be silent. Some old timers back in the day would say, there's a reason, Sonny, you got one mouth and two ears, so you listen twice as much as you're talking. Don't keep talking. Double your listening. And I would be like, that makes sense. And now I see it even in the understanding of life, how important it is to be a listener to the depth of yourself, and even hear what other people are saying without communicating with people, because we do this too. We'll start communicating with people, right? We're communicating, but we're formulating a plan, what we're going to say next, and we're not really hearing what they're saying. So that's not good communications when you're thinking about what you're going to say, and you really don't take to heart and start evaluating what somebody's saying to you. So you're really not hearing them because you're thinking about what you're going to say. Like I said, ears, two ears, one mouth, start listening twice as much as you talk. And especially going within and hearing yourself. But we're here for another word of the day. Yes, we are. We had a great one, the last one, rant. How ranting, what was connected, what was the frequency and the vibration connected to that word rant, which has become a very popular thing, especially on social medias, people going on these things, running TikToks, running videos, and it's all about the rant. But when you deep dive on the frequency and the vibration and energy of rant, you find out it's nothing to party with and nothing to glorify, because when you listen to it, go back and hear it if you haven't heard it yet. It speaks volumes when you listen. So today, we're going to go something I've kind of talked about recently, definitely within myself. Like I said, we get on etymology here. Why do I do the etymology? Because etymology is the study of the origin of words. So sometimes we jump on words and go off what these words are. But the reality with these words, they are not... the frequency we're working with is not exactly what you think it means. And this is when you start even ham-hocking yourself, like I said, throwing a trap, cursing yourself, lowering your vibration, setting a hole for you to walk in and trip in a mud hole, getting thrown in a lower part of your thinking in yourself, because you keep doing the things that costly, but there's no awareness of etymology. And you should have been taught it in the third grade. And I can go on the reasons why it's not. It's very obvious why it's not. It's because this can keep flowing, but it's time to break and damn that up and start letting yourself flow to your higher state. So this one is a word we use all the time. You heard it. Your parents might have even got on you about being responsible. It's responsibility connected to the word responsible, right? And your parents probably were, hopefully, we know a lot of things have changed over the years with the changing of the parents and the houses, and a lot of houses not having both parents to manage the children, right? We see sometimes that certain things are not being able and not connecting because of division in that sense. And there's like I said earlier, so we say, you need to be more responsible in these words. And sometimes some of it even seem like, God, that's unattainable, right? Being responsible all the time and what you're telling me responsibility is. But here's the key. What I learned is responsible is connected to the word response. And there's a big difference between the word response, right, and the word reaction. When we tend to react to something, it's usually with emotions, and then the emotions, like a river or a flood, can take you into an emotional place that it's like a reactor, when you react all the time, you're always reacting to something that you don't agree with, which takes you to the emotionals, and then you go on a rant. You go into the emotional realm of it, and then the emotional realm of it is leading you, and guess what happens? You usually go down this whole travel of emotionalism that takes you down this emotions that usually is not a quality of what you wanted an outcome to be, or how you dealt with somebody, especially if you're reacting, getting angry, getting upset, not having patience, and it's not good communication, and it's not, the first thing I think of is a nuclear reactor, right? It can be explosive. It can blow up on you. Responsibility or response. Notice that word response is responding. And notice what I see this response, like working in out there with emergencies, right? 911. They don't call it the reaction team. Hear what I said? They don't call it the reaction team. They call it the response team. Why? You have to respond to exactly what's happening without getting caught up in the reaction aspect. You need to respond indicative of what's happening at that time. So I look at the word response, and I see that the response is also, if you learn to be good at response, a skill, a tool, I'm always talking about building these tools here, response will give you, and you start doing, using your responses connected to appropriately to what's needed in the outcome or the problem or the solution, what's going to happen is just going to activate abilities the more you become responsive and not reacting. Responsive is getting through the situation, thinking clear, looking for solutions, right? Connected, look at the word solutions, even connected to the soul. In Spanish, this word S-O-L, soul, is sun, the light. So when you become responsible, it will give you an ability to tap into extra abilities. Ability. You're actually getting abilities because you're taking these responses and you're drawing from it, and now you're activating ability, and now you're connecting into the solution of whatever the matter of fact is that you need to respond to. A kind word response will be better than being harsh and brutal, as many of you have experienced in relationships, whether it's your love relationships, your parents, or your children, that didn't serve you in the long run, but you wedged something between the two people in this response, which really is, I'm going to say it's not a response. Response can be active and is going to be active and proactive and even give a solution. Reaction goes into the reactor, into emotions, which ends up usually with a fire or a blow up or some kind of emotional rescue is needed after that for the person who reacted. So think about this. So what I'm going to do is look at this, some of these words. Responsibility to respond, and in to respond. Respond was the foundation of responsibility. The ability comes after learning how to master your response. Responsibility, watch this. Trust, worthy, and accountable. So now guess what? Notice trustworthy. You become trustworthy. Trustable. Another powerful key and tool to use in your life. Like, these things that always seem not to be attainable are the very things that are attainable. When you start activating different aspects, they will come with it. And then now it becomes attainable and not just a big work that you can't do it, but it becomes part of you. So when you think about that trustworthy, and then you're dealing with the word trustworthy, notice a trust is also something financially to build a future, and then also accountable. Notice account table, an account. All these things are connected to learning how to be response and then activate your abilities. And we were always kind of taught this and mentioned this by our parents, is this was connected to maturity, not staying a child. Why I'm saying this, when you start looking at things, the opposite of response in that would be in a reactor, and you may set things off and on fire and ablaze and cause a situation that could be unmanageable, unredeemable. Many times people with these kind of problems end up losing relationships, losing marriages, losing children, losing whatever that they have connected, because they end up being reactive and not response. Big difference. Like I said, you guys, this is D-Boy. You guys have a great day. West Coast Uncensored.